Hare 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 Hare. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I am Jamie.
And I'm the sexiest dad that's never played Survivor.
Yeah. That's a good one. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Didn't see it coming.
No. You know,
I guess anyone could just say whatever they want. It doesn't matter.
I saw both votes coming as they were happening. Because Venus and Charlie are so freaking melodramatic that when they're doing their back and forth and they're not even getting upset, right? Like they're just like, you know, reading the stage lines as written. And I'm just like, I'm watching her smile, Soda smile. And I'm like, yeah, I think this is a Soda blind side because they are such drama queens.
once you got the second Soda vote, you knew it was her.
Yeah, right.
Because the only one that would have voted for it was Venus if it was just, and
yeah,
knew it was happening.
Oh my God, she stole Tevin's credit for the move. It was amazing.
To be fair, though, do you think do you think that she like is claiming it, or and kind of knows? But I think she just really does think it's all her move. I don't think she.
Well, didn't Tevin vote for Venus?
Yeah, because he was splitting the votes.
Yeah, because they were worried about shot in the dark or blah blah blah.
Yeah, I think she's gonna find out he did it. Like, I don't think she's even allowed to have conversations with other people.
Well, it was Soda that said you set me up, and she said yes. I mean,
yeah, she said it was you, wasn't it?
Because she doesn't talk with Tevin, so how would she know?
Well, to be fair, Tevin doesn't speak with her. nobody talks to her. And then when she does try to talk to somebody, then she gets the Maria conversation, which was really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with Venus and Maria?
Well, she didn't get it either.
Yeah.
Be 20.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, there, you know what? So much to talk about. Like, this was a really good episode.
I like the fact that after they got back to camp, she's freaking out over one vote. Who cares?
Right? Well, we've seen that happen before.
It happens all the time. And I'm like, going, if I got one vote, I'd be like, okay, now I got to step up my game.
Yeah, well, by the way,
someone over one vote when I'm still standing there. If it would have been like six votes.
Right. Last week, I gave Venus some, you know, trouble for being a bee, but the internet thought she was mother. Like, all week, Twitter was just like, Venus is mother.
Yeah, because
we
she's
stand queen.
A,
I'm like, wow.
Some kind of, you know, like,
she's bringing different characters in a game in which.
Yeah, it's been a minute since U.S. has had a villain, you know, and even though I wouldn't really categorize her as a villain, it's kind of the closest we've had.
Right. Exactly.
Again, so, she should go to the end because she probably can't win.
You know,
she should be safe every vote.
I'm going to tell you though, she would. I think she would be really, really good at Big Brother. She would be an excellent Big Brother.
More age group too.
Yeah. I don't know with Survivor when it moves. I think that the game moving as fast as it does really, really works against personality types like hers who maybe start you off on the wrong foot because you're really blunt. It doesn't give you room to like adjust your game very often.
Well, you have to do it right away.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's just too late before you realize it. So.
Well, you have to ask yourself after a second, if no one's talking to you, I need to change my approach. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
And no, Jackson really... Glatfelter, it shouldn't be 2 hours.
It should not be 2 hours. No, we don't need more 2 hour episodes. No. I think that there is a case to be made for Venus at least getting votes. I don't think she, think so? No longer think that she would be a zero vote finalist. Because Soda's reaction to getting voted out made me think like, oh, okay. Like, they don't like her as a player or as a person in the game, but they respect, somebody out there is respecting the game she's, or, you know, the move she's making.
Well, especially if Soda's convinced that it is, was her move.
That was incredible. I'm sorry. That was, I am screaming at that. Like, oh my God. You could just see Tevin was like digging fingernails into his face.
But rule number one is you take credit for anything.
Yeah, you do.
Well, there's no way. No, it wasn't me.
Yes. Sorry.
But you know what? Okay. Look at it like this. The people that are sitting there that wrote down the votes, they know who was ultimately responsible for that move. And they know it's not Venus. So you just lay low and let it happen. Don't make it look like you, don't push the idea that you're really good at this game and you can successfully remove people from the game. Let her take the credit. Let the target be on her.
But the only problem,
and then when you're sitting in front of the jury, claim it.
But the only problem is if Soda, that might be too late.
Because yeah,
maybe.
Most people have the, I honestly believe most people have their vote ready before they get to final tribal.
Oh, I agree. I don't think that minds are changed all the time.
I'm saying if Soda goes, the next person coming out going, yeah, can you believe Venus was behind getting me out? Venus. And so it just keeps going and going and
I think I can see that.
Yeah.
Plus you're also out of the game now. So you're back. You're whatever, swimming at the beach, drinking.
Okay. If you were up against, like, if it was at the end and it was Tevin and Soda battling, or not Soda, I'm sorry, Tevin and Venus battling it out in final three for the jury's votes.
That would be the bitchiest tribal counts, final
really,
tribal ever.
It would be the
sassiest, bitchiest mother off of all tribal counts.
Bring back Sue and make her the third person.
I feel like it would be like a Real Housewives reunion. That's what it would end up being like. But I think at that point, if those two were against each other in jury, then, or at the jury, I feel like Venus wouldn't have a chance in hell of being able to claim that move. Not knowing what would come later. But I
would claim it though.
But if they all think that, but they all think that Venus, I'm sorry, I think that Tevin wouldn't be able to protect himself in that situation because the entire jury would have spent all this time thinking she made the move. But if she was in jury and Tevin was against somebody else, then he could very clearly claim that move. And then they would say, Venus, is that true? And if she had an ounce of integrity, she would say, I learned it was true that he did instrument it. Because Marianne made a lot of moves that everyone thought was somebody else's until jury.
But what if she next week she does do it, they'd go with her plan again. They go with her plan. It's her plan.
Then they say,
how can you say, well, I think Tevin's just saying this.
You never
want to have someone taking credit for your move when it comes to the jury.
It's tough though, because you also don't want to give yourself credit because we've watched that put people in the line of fire.
Exactly.
I guess it depends on who you're playing against, you know, like what kind of feel you have for the audience.
Yeah, it's crazy. We'll see what happens.
Who was it last year? What's her name? She's like, oh yeah, like I'm the one who did this, and they were like, she's got to go. I can't remember.
She started out really nasty, and then
yeah. But then she's awesome.
Yeah, when she started. No, that was me. I did that. I fooled him.
That was the end of her game.
She's playing this game.
Who are we talking about? Oh my God, why am I blanking so hard? God, this is such bad Survivor podcasting.
We are all doing poorly on names. You know what?
To be fair, I have problems with names with every podcast I do, so I can't be.
That is very true. It's why you change your name at the beginning of every one.
Exactly, because I don't know my own name.
You don't have to claim any responsibility then. That's the way to be.
Emily.
Oh, we love thank Emily.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
That hurt yes. Emily's game. She had
Emily
an amazing
is
move.
True mother of us all.
She really is.
But I mean, it was a great move, but she, you gotta, you know.
Yeah. I apologize for my very squeaky chair right now.
And thank I wouldn't, I don't know. This does this cast just seem like particularly unhinged? Like it would be really hard to know who to say, like what to say to whom anyway in this game, but these guys specifically, like it's pretty hard to get a read on
there's
anyone,
a lot of
imagine.
A lot of strong egos in this game. A lot of yeah. Because you look at Tim, all Tim had to tell Q was okay, yeah, but he didn't want to play someone else's game. But
I thought for sure that Q was going home. Like I thought they were going to blindside Q until we were in the middle of that tribal, and I was like, I'm not getting those reads.
I thought when Tiffany and Kenzie
was the most beautiful tattoos as well, added to her hair and everything else.
We're talking, and I said, I go, no, it's too early because he's loyal. He might be a pain in the butt. He might be, a dictator out there, but you still need the votes.
Right.
And they're only a party of three. So they couldn't chop his legs out from under him yet. So
right.
I think they will down the road.
Oh yeah. I think he's going to piss a lot of people off.
But
right?
I was like, Tim, I go, this is the wrong guy to argue with. Just say, just say, okay. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
I mean, Tim was right. Hunter was the vote.
Right,
you have a chance to get a player out. Like, he was right. You have to when he told Q, he's the strongest guy out here. What?
Ooh.
I think I'm the better player.
But
ooh.
Tim
ooh,
was
wait.
Go
I think
it.
Okay. So as for Q protecting Hunter, Mike Bloom had put on Twitter, and I had forgotten all about this, that they have like a Mississippi connection.
Yeah.
So and they're from the same area, so they've clearly hung out, like bonded over that. And I think that Q is actively protecting Hunter, and he's
also on the journey of six.
Yep,
that's what he was getting mad about. He goes, "That's our.
That's one of the six. Yes.
Plus, he wants to keep Hunter because Hunter's a meat shield, right?
He is a meat shield.
Yep.
So
there was so many reasons for him to keep him. He's one of the six. He's a meat shield. They have a bond. Tim is like, maybe like Tim could express his opinions on things to other players and it would probably be received really well. But Tim is like this almost infuriatingly casual player. Like everything he does is so low key, and he's being so low key up against the highest strong player at the moment. Like he's just go, 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 go. He's so super intense. There was no way that was going to work because Tim already kind of got under Q's, skin with the Maria thing where he hadn't already sealed the deal with Maria. So,
I think Q believed more in Hunter.
Yeah.
Sticking with the alliance
so much.
Than Tim, because Tim, like you said, with Maria and today, and he kept saying he's in our six. He's in our six. And I'm like going, and Tim goes, I don't care. He needs to go. He's the best player.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, you're 100% right. But at some point you have to. Survivor is a game. What's it? Sandra always says, just make it to the next round or whatever she says.
Anyone but me.
Anyone but me. And that's the key. And if you sometimes you have to, check your ego at the door and say, okay.
Yes.
Even if you decide to vote for Hunter.
Yep.
Right.
You just tell him what he wants to hear.
I really loved the moment where we had Q and Kenzie and Tiffany all like arguing about the Tim versus Hunter of everything versus Vet versus Ben, and they're all tossing it back and forth, and they're getting like Tiffany's getting like really frustrated with Q, and everyone's kind of getting a little bit snappy, but it was like the perfect parody of watching Jam Jam, Carolyn, and Carson. Like, It was perfect.
Well, was it Kenzie said, Q, I just we made a decision. It was Tim. I go get water. I come back, and now you're telling me it's Ben. I can't do this.
I can imagine how frustrating.
You just want to make it an easy vote, right? Okay, it's Tim. We'll listen to anyone comes up and talks to us. We'll go, okay, yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool. Because you have the majority. Yep. You have the majority. Yep. You have, for the first time in the game, you guys have the power. And he's just all over the he's a classic overthinker. And that's sometimes when a lot of coaches, because I know when I was I would do the same thing. I'd be like, don't, you know, you got so much going on and your brain's moving. I'm a classic overthinker anyway. But anyway.
Well, you really?
Yeah, shocking, but true. But I think he's the same way. He's like, oh, wait. Ben looked at me and said, okay, whatever you want me to do. I didn't like that. I go, he told you what you wanted to hear, and you're still not happy.
Yep.
Which is why I think, Tim, as Sherry points out in the chat, Tim was not reading the room. No. But I feel like it's very difficult to read a room with Q, other than he's a railroader. And with people like that, you just go, yes, honey, okay. And then you're talk to the other people around him.
Are you patronizing me? No.
No, of course not. Definitely not.
You are always right.
I have a question. I have a question. Actually, I have two questions involving Q. One.
Okay.
Do you believe that he purposely threw the challenge or not? No.
Oh, hell no. He was saying that because he's so competitive. He was trying to save face for being the first or second person out.
Okay.
I didn't want anyone to know.
What would be the logic? Right when he said, I go, okay, what's the logic in that? You could go home. I mean, there's no reason to throw that challenge. Plus, you're hurting your team because you're going to go the voting first if your team goes out first. And you're not getting the reward.
There you could go home.
There's no possible logic. I wanted to see what my team would do.
I am a very, very firm believer that if there is a contestant or a team that is going to throw a challenge, we will get the conversation and the edit before the challenge happens that they're going to throw it.
It made zero sense to do it. Now, Tim was, I thought he was the Karate Kid there for a while. I was waiting him to do the crane.
Can we talk about that challenge? That challenge was so fun.
Yeah.
There was a lot of really.
I'm shocked that two women went the longest on it. I'm just shocked.
Oh, you know what's really funny you say that? You being sarcastic?
Yes.
Okay. Because when that started, Jay was like, oh, a woman's going to win this. And Zach was like, why? He's like, because men suck at this challenge. And I'm like, we have some men that have done very well historically through it. But yes.
It's just women, I guess, just have better balance on that. Right. Now, Ben, isn't he supposed to be like a surfer?
Any of the viewers that have a keen eye would have told you that a woman was going to win it because on the next week on Survivor from last week, there was a shot of Kenzie wearing the immunity idol.
Oh, was there?
Was there?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I didn't either. The internet told me, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's clear. It's really clear. Like, oh, yeah. Definitely got it.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Survivor promo team. But no, that was super fun. Like the alphabet game, freaking Charlie trolling Q. Oh, yeah.
Charlie has
an amazing,
Baltimore.
You know, like evil face, right? Like when Charlie makes he gets like a Jim Carrey thing going on. Like when he starts.
Oh, my God.
Devious.
And Charlie should have been the vote again. Why are we keeping him around? I said his name 10 times a day. Tevin.
Tim?
Tevin.
They've said, oh, I trust Charlie. I love Charlie. And Charlie voted the other way. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Unless Tevin really knew Soto was going home and didn't want anyone playing their shot in the dark or whatever that is.
He was just splitting that vote up. Splitting that vote. But yeah, that challenge was really, really fun. I loved the what up, Jeff, and
Yes!
I didn't know that meant to tell me the time. I gotta be honest with you.
I didn't either.
Jeff had no clue either. So
I had no clue.
Now he knows.
Isn't it easier to say, hey, Jeff, what's the time?
I love it that it was tested. You know, like, we're going to give you the knowledge and then there's going to be a test in a minute. And Tim tested him.
Q said, I can't say anything because my dad said I lost something to just keep my mouth shut. Then he opened up his mouth. And said, what did your dad tell you?
Yes, that was hilarious. What do you say? I wrote it down. My daddy said, if I ate in a fight, shut up. And then, and then when he's teasing Tim, that's when he said it back. Yeah, super fun.
Yeah, it was a fun challenge. I was like,
it was really fun.
A lot of fun. They've never had to go to 1 foot, have they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know how long they usually last to get to 1 foot. It seems like in that challenge, as soon as one person falls, they all start falling pretty quick because that makes movement in the water.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Funny,
yeah.
I was watching I had the pottery game on with no sound, but I was watching Survivor and I kind of went up like this. And when they showed the flashback, I go, oh my God. It's like 4 or 5 people fell out. I go, what, right off the bat? I said, how bad
you
are
look
these
away for 1 second and you're time traveling.
I know.
1 second. Yeah. No, it was the whole thing was because usually, like, you know, Jamie, as you had said when we were talking beforehand, oh, I can't skip through this. And I'm like, no, don't. There's so much there. It's very
within 30 seconds of it, I was like, I've gotta stay. This is going really good. I gotta park it. So, okay, my other question about Q is, okay, you know what, tribal, and then he just, like, started, like, going off about how awesome Kenzie is.
Yes.
Do you think they had a combo?
No, I think it was to make Tiffany paranoid.
All right, so
I
think it was a setup.
I do.
I kind of was feeling like maybe he saw that Kenzie was getting, like, irritated with his constant changing, and so, like, they had a little
I don't think combo. Q reads people that well. I think that he was doing that
really good
now,
point
was
though.
Tiffany in on that? I mean, was Kenzie in on that, you think, or just
no? I think that Q spotlighted Kenzie in the middle of tribal council because he saw that Ben was doing that as well, and I think he wanted to lay the groundwork to piss off Tiffany.
Okay.
So that way he could, in the future, be like, she's going places. You can't take her.
Why do you want to piss off somebody in your alliance this early in the game?
Piss her off, not against Q, but to make Tiffany paranoid. So that way he could then have a conversation with Tiffany 2 or 3 days from now and be like, Kenzie is winning everybody's hearts. If you go to the end with her, there's no way. Okay. She can't be your number two.
Yeah, and it's getting everybody else's eyes on her because they can all sit there and smile and be like, oh, that's so nice. You're saying such nice things. Yeah, we all love Kenzie, but inside they're like, she's got to go. She's got to go. Like, she's getting too much agency. She has to go.
Yes.
Soda was too personable. She had to go. I still would have waited. I would have got Charlie out, but that's just me.
Charlie has a beard now, though, so he's gained authority, and they're afraid of him.
He looks like 25 now.
I saw on Twitter that you are very taken with his island beard. So you think he's island hot now?
I have a feeling of maybe not so much the super hot thing, but more of the like, all right, there's a man there. Now he's going to take care of business. He's going to play this game. We're not going to sit and talk about friendship bracelets anymore. We're going to get tough right now. Like,
it's almost like Superman and Clark
Kent. Together. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because you don't recognize bearded Charlie.
No, you don't. Who's this guy?
You don't know. You don't know him because at the beginning of it, Charlie, and all of a sudden he gets that little 5 o'clock shadow. You go,
yep.
And you are. Who are you?
Yeah. Who's this fella? Hey guys, this guy seems to know what he's doing. We should listen to him.
Yeah.
He's my alter ego. Charles.
Well, we had Charlie, but someone invited Charles to the party.
One of the best jokes I saw on Twitter during the challenge was people just joking that he would be like, I got it, and then start naming Taylor Swift songs instead of cities.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Well, that's something that Charlie would do, but we have Charles now.
Yes.
And at the end of the game, perhaps
he'd be Chuck putting Mozart die. Or Beethoven.
Yes, he's in charge of his own game.
We're going to have Charles. Chuck come in and win the game.
Charles in charge of Thank our you, game and
oh,
our
own. No. Oh, no.
I want.
But it is interesting, though.
I used to watch it. I'm sorry.
I know you did. I shouldn't have set you up.
I had kids, and they would.
Okay.
Or I watch it by myself. Too. I don't know.
I think that Charlie is around, going to be around for a bit. He's got Maria's protection. He seems a bit untouchable at the moment.
His hair needs to be a little bit less kempt before he can move into Chuck phase.
Okay, I got it. Well, Chuck Norris's hair was always.
It's got to get a little more wild.
Okay, I want to talk about Ben and I want to talk about Liz. Because Liz all of a sudden had people like coming up to her.
Yeah.
Like, Devin being like, so here's this information.
Can I have a loan?
I want to show you my 5-year business plan.
Yes.
Okay, that was pretty funny. Thank you. No, but like I honestly I thought it was fascinating. Like Liz has more capital in this game than I think we previously gave her credit for.
I like that pun. I like that capital.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It works well for Liz. You bet.
Thank you.
You bet I have more capital.
She doesn't need the capital. She's just there to prove to her daughter that she could get the capital if she wanted to.
Yeah.
But, it's just a bet. It's all a dare, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a dare.
I didn't know she didn't like soda. Did we ever see that before?
I think we did see it at some point that
if we were to rewind to maybe the first two challenges, and if we looked at Liz's face while Soda was screaming at everyone on the top of her lungs, we could have probably seen it at that point.
No, you're right. Yeah.
fair. And then Ben. So Ben has this panic attack.
Which are a serious thing. I mean,
which are a serious thing. And it's crazy that it was captured
out of him.
Yes. Crazy that it was captured on camera.
I've actually done that a couple times. So it's like,
yeah, same.
Yeah. That's a place you don't want to like wake up and find yourself in the sand on an island like that.
Yeah.
With none of your regular comfort around.
I need help. 100% agree. And people are going, well, if he gets met, there'll be one less person going home.
I'm like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Ben, but I guess I'll get a point.
Yeah.
No, but like that was really sweet and caring. I mean,
yes,
I want to say that most people, I would say that 90% of players would go to him because at the heart of it, we're all decent people, right?
Especially in the new generation of Survivor.
the first 10 years they just would have let him flop around.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh yeah.
You tell me in the last, you know, 6 years, 5 years, that at least 40% of these survivors, they've all experienced panic attacks. Like,
yeah. Oh,
and we know about them and we can talk about them and we can get medication and therapy and all of these things.
It used to be like I said, 15, 20 years ago, there's no way you'd even talk about it.
No, could you imagine waking up with a panic attack and rolling over and seeing Rudy? Like, that man ain't helping.
What are you, some kind of homosexual? Get off of me.
That's exactly what he would do.
Exactly what he would say, too.
Yep.
You know, I like you, but not in that kind of way.
Not that kind of way. Get away from my toothbrush.
Thank God we have evolved as a society. That is all I've got to say. Thank God.
Rudy was fun. Come on. Rudy was fun. He was real.
Rudy, thanks to all the things you've done to help our country out and to give us the laughs.
It probably did help. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. But it's true. Like, most of the people there, I think, would be very understanding. And, you know, production has picked softer, more emotionally aware people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he would have been in good hands no matter what. But I do really enjoy the fact that it was just on a storytelling part, that it was Kenzie, that somebody in the first few episodes of this game, like myself included, there was this idea that she was kind of a snot, maybe like a little snotty or snooty. So it's, I like getting to see this part of her that's more understanding and willing to reach out.
And plus, you know,
go ahead.
No, you go first, please.
No, go ahead.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Padre fans.
I thought Kenzie did make one mistake at Tribal when she said, "That's my job in the real world. I work with people and getting to work." If I'm playing Survivor, I'm sitting, I'm like going, "All right, she could work the jury. She could do this. She could." I thought that was a big mistake on her part. I would never have told people if that's what I do for a living. I wouldn't have told people because you don't want to have that target on your back that you're good at making friends,
right?
Working in, you know, the whole thing. So I thought that was a mistake on her part.
I thought that she, I mean, I guess there's probably more to her bio that I've forgotten. I just remember her being a salon owner.
She actually, yeah. Zachary remembered. Zachary said, when we started the challenge, Zach said, "Oh, Kenzie will do good at the challenge. She's a yoga instructor and hair cutter owner."
And I love like, that. Oh, cute. That.
And that's what she should have stuck with because.
Well, yeah. Remember that her psychic is the one that told her that she should be on Survivor. So.
Yes.
Well, didn't Parvati say that after she got off of her first round of Survivor that her psychic told her to go back and she'd win?
Yep.
Be more flirty.
Yep. Get that beautiful smile flashing on the screen, babe. You all right, got
I can't vote for Poverty this week. She smiled at me. I'm sorry.
I can't okay. do it. Oh my God, just smiled at me.
Can't do it.
Okay, so I think Maria's in a good spot. I think Charlie's in a really good spot. I don't know about Ben. I feel like he might be in a good spot for now. Hunter has Q's protection.
I think the problem with Ben is they're labeling him. They think he's a super threat. He hasn't won any challenges, but he's very social. He has a strong social game. But is that enough to carry him home? I don't. Especially if you go in.
Do you think that
a lot of people left have a strong social game?
Right. What is his relationship with Maria? Has he formed one yet? Because I'm kind of wondering if the six don't pull him in. The five. to make the six again.
I would. Because I think he's loyal. And he's friends with Charlie, so.
And he displayed some emotional vulnerability tonight, which I think primes him for being approached for a loyal position somewhere.
Because he's already in good with Kenzie.
Yep.
I think that even though it made Q really nervous, it seems like Q is somebody who, because he's just naturally a coach. Like he just naturally wants to push people to do excellent work. If Ben is open to that.
It's what he knows.
Yeah. And if Ben's open to that, like, I just think that would immediately attract him to him. And it's kind of like that he'll do what I say. It's that, but maybe not quite so with such a vindictive spin. But it's definitely like he'll listen to what I have to say. I can convince him to make the moves where he needs to. He'll follow me.
Lost him. Strong ally. So we shall see. I mean, again, but he's really good and tight with Charlie.
Right. I think Charlie's in a very good spot.
I don't think Maria liked that he was tight with Charlie. That Ben was tight with Charlie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But then you've got Maria. You have to think about Maria because there's no way. Okay. If I got pulled into a secret six alliance and then they come back from the votes and my number one is gone, there's no way I'm keeping that secret six secret.
No.
Yeah. Like everyone's going
to be fair, she
it.
Was never really in it. So,
right,
not entirely. Yeah. So
because it was a secret six of just the guys, basically.
It really, yeah.
I mean, so it really didn't have anything to do with Maria. So yeah, she's a smart player, and she's good at the challenges. So,
yep,
she could win it all.
Good. She's my winner's pick. I think honestly, after tonight, I truly think that Kenzie has the winner's edit.
gosh, right?
She has a winner's edit, but I think people are going to wise up and say, I can't beat her.
She's so charismatic, though.
Especially after she won a challenge now.
Okay, did you guys see, I'm sure, Jack, you probably didn't, but maybe Colleen did. Did you see the conversations going around about the idea that there's something to the season logos giving away the winners?
No.
Like they predict the winners. So if you like go back to the last like maybe four seasons, you know, they have a silhouette of somebody on them, or three somebodies, or they always have like a silhouette of a person, and the silhouettes match up with the winners loosely.
Shut up. I just Googled like Survivor logos.
But don't they make those logos before the game starts?
They do, but that's why there's a conspiracy that they're prophetic. So we look at the one for this season.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up. Let me pull this up.
Pull it up. The one for this season totally looks like it would be Tiffany, Q, and Kenzie. It's pretty funny if you go back and look at them.
Okay.
So we got to go to like...
Let's look at 45. Okay. Who won last season?
D.
Well, yeah, it does kind of look like D, huh? Sort of. It's so Chick.
What do we have for 44? I don't remember what 44's was.
D and the guy she uses laying on the ground.
Okay, millennial... Austin. Okay, let's look at millennials versus Gen X, which just opened on a different screen. Hold on.
That's a cool guy.
Yeah. So that would have been the first place was Adam Klein, right?
Yes. Gosh, that seems so long ago.
It was so long ago. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Survivor 46.
I was young then.
I used to be young. Okay, so is this what you're talking about, Jamie?
Yeah.
This logo?
I can't see anybody.
It's got three silhouettes on it.
Survivor season 46 logo. This it.
There we go. Yep. Right. Yeah. The blue one.
All right. Let's see. Can you guys see this? Did this get bigger on your screen too?
Yeah, I can. I can't.
JK. Okay. So who do you think that it looks like?
People are tossing around that it's Kenzie, Tiffany, and Q.
That is not Q. I think it's Charlie.
Charlie in the middle, right?
Yep, that's who I see as Charlie.
Oh, okay. You think that this right here is Charlie?
I would say that's how Charlie. That's how he was. He was standing today.
Okay, this is Kenzie.
Who else? It wouldn't be Venus because Venus is taller than Charlie, right?
Right.
This could be a perspective thing where they're further behind.
Yeah. Okay, so this looks like Kenzie, right? That's what they're saying.
This could be Hunter.
I think right here. All the hair. Yeah. That looks like Hunter to me. I'm gonna go with Hunter.
Interesting. See, I can't see anybody letting somebody like Hunter get all the way to the end.
That's Charlie.
Okay, I don't see Charlie.
That's Kenzie, and that's Hunter.
But again, this would have to be a prophecy because when they walk into camp, that exact picture is on their sign.
Yeah. Wait, what exact picture?
This logo is literally what's on their tribe sign when they walk into camp.
Okay, so now nine out of pay attention to that next season.
And then what season was Gabler's? Was that 42?
43. Yeah, 44.
It had to be 40.
Wait, no, that was 43 because 44 was Jam Jam. 45 was D, so Survivor 44. Okay, let's see. Did I say 44 or
43?
43. All right.
There you go. Yeah, the one with the squid or the octopus. See, it's Gabler.
Yeah, that's Gabler.
I don't see Gabler. How are you guys seeing Gabler in here?
Yeah, he's wearing the hat, Gabler's hat.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
That's a ponytail.
Cassidy won second, remember?
Did she have a ponytail?
She had long blonde hair or long.
She had really cool pants.
Yeah, yeah. That's long blonde hair.
Do you think that this is Gabler?
I think that's Gabler because of the hat.
Totally. Yep.
Survivor. He's wearing kind of boots there, right?
Yeah, see, it's Gabler.
It's Gabler.
I would never get hat from that. Wow.
it's kind of crazy. My mind was ridiculous, but like all things with prophecy, Survivor prophecy. So we've moved right past the winner's edit and jumped into prophecies.
Wow. Yeah, you move over, Edgic. We don't need Edgic anymore. Yeah.
No, we don't.
I wasn't a believer until now. I'm a believer.
Now that we have Kenzie's psychic on the job.
And I saw her silhouette. Now I'm a believer. Well, darn. Now I want to change my pick to Kenzie.
The sign. I asked for a sign and I got one.
Oh my God, though. Seriously.
It's weird. It's so weird. And I thought, oh, maybe they are kind of giving it away. But then in tonight's episode, they go walking into camp and it's right there. Like the picture's right there. How did they know beforehand?
What the picture was going to be?
So wait, the logo
that we just saw is on camp with the silhouettes.
Yeah, you know, when she had to measure the sign,
goes out.
There you go.
We're getting into conspiracy territory.
Did Ben win, and we'll see if Ben was the one on there, because we know they wanted Ben to win.
Okay. Also, did anybody see Kate Middleton on the picture of the flag? Is she on the logo too? Did we finally find her?
She's not there. She's not on this island.
You have to be can you be British and be on American Survivor? I don't know.
Sure, why not? You could be Canadian.
If you're a princess, you can literally do whatever you want.
That's true. That's true.
She'd have guards there saying, if you know someone got too close, or get back from the princess.
Okay, so
the princess.
Survivor season 40 logo. So Ben was season 40.
Is that, I thought it was longer. That's it.
No, 40 was winners at 39 was winners at war. 40 was winners at war.
I thought 40 was winners at war.
It's a logo of a guy. It's a logo of a guy holding like 20 immunity idols.
He's just he just looks really lumpy. It's just. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
So he was also on. That's what I'm thinking of.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does not matter. But I'm curious now.
Right? It's a really weird, it's a weird rabbit hole to go down, but I don't know.
It is a weird rabbit hole. Okay. Any last thoughts before we move on? Soda. What do we think about that soda vote real quick?
I would have gone for Charlie, but Soda, it's not a bad vote.
It's not a bad vote.
Because of her social game, it's not a bad vote.
Yeah.
I felt bad for both of them. They both.
I felt so bad.
Oh, they both cried. That was so heartbreaking.
Two blind sides, two crying, like actual crying, not like annoying crying. Like this, it sucked. That really sucked for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Soda tried to put on a brave face, but she just, you know.
Oh, I have a lot of empathy for that.
Yes.
I truly understand the laugh through the tears aspect. And she's such a good sport. She's so competitive, you know, as she's screaming at everybody. She's really competitive, but she seems to be a pretty damn good sport. And
well, at least she made the jury, because we'll get this every jury.
Yes. Yes.
We'll get the facial expressions, and that's what they wanted.
And I don't know what's going to go down next episode. Next week, but
this has never happened at Tribal before.
I think we're going to get a good Jeff glare out of it, at least.
I don't know. Both of them had very classy exits, but it was very it was sad. It was sad.
Did Tim get an ending conversation?
He did it on the bridge. He said, "I'm the hottest dad to play the game."
Oh, that's right. That's right. What am I talking about?
You literally ripped him and then forgot all about it.
Yeah. You're the DILF. He's the DILF on the
I forgot. Again, like I said, I forget my own name at times.
Yeah.
It's been proven.
All right. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got an email from Mandy, and then we'll do the tally of the votes. So, all right. Are you ready? Yeah. All right. Thumbs up, everybody. Here we go. All right. We are back. We're ready to get into the feedback. We have an email from Mandy.
Mandy.
And Mandy says, is Kenzie the first person to make a bow out of her buff? It's super cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
I noticed that. I'm sad I did, but I noticed that.
No, like don't be sad.
It looked like something you'd see at Disneyland, you know, with ears.
It did kind of have Disneyland vibes. It was
rings
super cute.
Like it rings very like JoJo Siwa. Like it's like big bows, dance moms, we're going for it.
She's trying to get that Disney endorsement.
Mandy continues, Venus would have been a great mayor of Ponderosa, but I'm sure Soda will do all right well.
We'll never know.
That's true.
No, Soda's in the jury.
No.
But we don't get Ponderosa.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Every year it's a disappointment, right?
Ponderosa. I genuinely enjoyed watching those.
Sometimes it was the best part of the show.
Yeah, there were some seasons, yes.
Yes. Yeah,
and then she finishes up for a very heavy strategy heavy episode. I'm shocked I didn't have more to add to all the amazing things I'm sure you've already said. Thanks, Mandy.
Thank you.
Just one.
That's all there is.
She managed to
throw that in there like right away following the episode because she's a trooper.
She did.
She's a trooper.
All right. Moving over to the tally the votes. I believe last week we worked out that if any of the people that we predicted, people would get points. So Tim went home?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Jack gets a point because he had him making the merge. Unfortunately, Jamie and I had him final three. So.
Ow.
Oh, womp, womp, womp.
I feel so bad for you guys. Oh,
a casual twin sting.
You know, it's just not a game. It's just, you know, it's just personal sometimes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so poor Tim. I really liked him.
Yeah.
You know what vibes he had? And Jack, you might know. Jamie, I don't think you would. He reminded me of Rob Franceschini. He had very Rob vibes. Just like that kind of Rob-coded energy. Moving over to this, Jamie and I both get points for saying that Tim was gonna go. So wait, Jim, you have five already? 1, 2, 3, 4. No, you have four. Okay.
I think I had five. I thought I had four last week. I don't know.
No.
I don't have the whole thing written down, just my name. Tallying votes right behind my name. That's
this
all
is
I got.
Week seven?
This is week seven. So the whole thing was you get a point for each person.
Oh,
you
I
got
see
them in order. Then it was three people.
I saw Tim. I go, what are you talking? Oh, that's right.
So Jack gets a point for Soda.
Soda.
So everybody gets a point. So Jamie and I both have five. Jack has seven. Who do we think is going home next week?
I couldn't tell you. I guess I have to.
I'm going with Q. I think Q is wearing out his welcome.
No, they'll keep him around a little longer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
It might be Tevin. I'll go with Tevin.
Ooh.
And, of course, yeah. Venus will take credit for it.
As she should.
She might be the
if
one.
If they're going to offer it to her, then go for it.
If she can take him out, then she becomes a favorite in the game.
Hmm. I think she's already a fan favorite. Twitter loves her. Jamie?
I am having a little bit of a battle in my head because just based
off. Talk it out.
Just based off of, with nothing else other than what we had tonight and what the like 5 second clip is of Tribal next week.
Okay.
I have it set in my mind that Jeff's reaction is going to be some reaction towards Tevin and Venus. I feel like the two of them, this is where the tit for tat starts. So is it going to be Venus or is it going to be Tevin? And so I'm trying to think of, I have to say, I think that it's going to be Venus based off of how everybody else feels about her and nothing else. So Venus.
See, I don't know. I feel like Tevin's smart. Tevin is being like, I'm going to play a big game. Here's where my game has to start. I got to do this, this, and this. And that's generally the pride that cometh before the fall.
It's really true. How close, but he is good with Maria, right? And because Maria said, I'm close with Tevin.
I think, though, it's got to be a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the all-girl alliance is falling apart.
It's true. I'm gonna say Venus. Why not?
You're gonna say Venus? All right.
Yeah, I'll stick with it.
All right. So Jamie has Venus, Jack has Tevin, and I have you. Well, there we have it. Any last thoughts about the episode?
Yes. One last thought.
Please go.
I hope that when Tim gets to Ponderosa, the poor man can finally poop.
Maybe that's why I was so frustrated with Q. Look, I haven't pooped in weeks.
I am just bound up. I want to go home.
I am sure that they have some probiotics at Ponderosa.
Just a little bit of kombucha and coffee, and he's going to be right as rain.
All right. Woo! Thank you all for listening. This was a fun episode. I'm glad that
they're like, Tim, you didn't have to go in the ocean. You have bathrooms. But he wanted to be, it's a survivor experience. You want to poop in the ocean, right? So
I don't want to poop in an ocean ever.
It's not on your bucket list.
I think if I'm on Survivor, I'm going to have to poop in the ocean, whether I'm.
Is it like a natural bidet?
Yeah,
Now more than ever, I really want you to get on Survivor because I just want to see that 1 second where you're in the background beelining for the ocean.
I beeline for the ocean. I forget that they're snorkeling out there. My bad. It's been weeks.
Okay. Doesn't poop float though? So when I was in Puerto Rico once. Yes, I know.
They're shooting the spear gun at the poop. Look at that size of that fish.
That's gross. It was tough. No. Okay.
Look what I got for dinner. It looks like crap, but it's tasty.
I'm going to throw up. Okay. No, because listen, I went to Puerto Rico when I was a kid a couple of times. And one of these occasions, somebody took a dump in the ocean and the poop was like floating by.
Oh my God.
And I'm not kidding. I remember this very.
Keep it.
No. So I'm just saying, like, why would you poop in the ocean if it poop floats?
Well, you poop and run. That's what you.
You're gonna have to start swimming away from it immediately.
Okay. It's like a pee. Nobody knows who did it. It just the water gets warm.
Yeah.
Like in this case,
it's like the older people that swim at our community pool. All of a sudden, you go. They just walked by me, and the water got really warm. Come on. Come on, that's disgusting.
Yes. Okay. Well, then I think, guys, we've got our plan set. I will never poop in an ocean, and that's on Jack's bucket list. So there we go.
Well, no, it's on my bucket list to do it on Survivor.
On Survivor.
I've been in the ocean a number of times.
Okay. I've never pooped in the ocean all the time.
Yeah, it's like I'm on my
it's
boogie
so
board.
Boring now.
It's nice and relaxing.
In the ocean so many times
I'm floating.
Okay.
Oh, and, my.
I'm just, then they bring a sign saying, okay, the beach is closed. We got some pollution in here. Well, if you're not from San Diego, you don't know. It happens all the Tijuana River always runs into the ocean.
Yes, I knew that.
Yeah.
I'm just really pleased that we could close out another Survivor podcast talking about
it's kind of like our thing at this point.
You know what?
I can see the one-star review now. These guys are really crappy.
Yeah. What a shit podcast.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. And Seed, thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Woo! Oh. Ed the Creepy Poop in the Ocean Head Mailman.
Here's your mail. Because, you know, most mail is just, it's just crap mail anyway, right?
So it's not tree mail, it's sea mail.
Yeah. One of the survivor contestants goes, We got tree mail. I got it in the ocean. Who wants to read it?
Oh my god. All right. Well, on that note, if you'd like to be a patron, patreon.com/ I believe Shandy and
anyone got a toothbrush?
In comes Rudy. Get away from my toothbrush.
You guys and your crap.
I believe Jamie and Shandy and I are doing another girls podcast for the bonus show for the patrons that will be out this week. I think we're recording it tomorrow if we can figure out a time.
I would carry over with the poop talk myself. I just
let's lead with it.
It's a winner.
Yeah, we are. It's a win. It's a win. That's what people are Patreoning for, poop talk more of it.
You know, it's funny. It's some people could be listening to us as they're pooping.
Oh, that's so meta.
No.
I mean, it's an hour podcast. You know, you don't have to stop. You just, you know, go and do what you have
to do. That's true.
You don't have to mute it if you're just listening, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, on that note, guys, have a great night.
Happy pooping.
Happy pooping. My name is
Poop Free and Easy.
Poop Free and Easy. My name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Chad.
You couldn't think of, you were trying to think of a poop joke.
I was trying to think of a poop joke, but it's happened too fast. I got to run. That's all I can tell you.
No. Okay, fine. Well, the tribe used to have the joke, poop in the ocean. Because remember when Bryce Isaiah said he would like to poop in the ocean? So we used to sing poop in the ocean, like the cake song.
That's actually, that's disgusting.
I know. Bye.